from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, the president in Florida.
Well, I just want to thank everybody. I came down to see FEMA, to see the Coast Guard, to see the Army, the Marines, everybody, the Navy. The job that everybody has done is incredible.
On a visit to storm-ravaged Florida on Thursday, President Donald Trump applauded emergency personnel and the military for their response to Hurricane Irma, which inflicted heavy damage several days ago as it churned up the western side of the state.
But I just want to thank everybody, the first responders, on behalf of myself, our vice president. Melania really wanted to be with us. She's really, it's really touched her heart what's gone on. And we've seen the devastation. We're going to see some more of it now, unfortunately.
There are at least 25 storm-related deaths in Florida, and the president applauded first responders and relief crews for preventing even more. Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
There's a lot of work to do. When we stopped the Emergency Operations Center, they still need their water. We still have the sewer, and there's still power needs. It's starting to come up in Key West, but the rest of the Keys, we have a lot of work to do.
Officials are investigating whether a lack of electricity to run air conditioning is to blame for the deaths of 8 nursing home patients in Hollywood, Florida. President Trump is on his way now to visit Naples, Florida. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks, which killed at least 50 people in southern Iraq today. Officials said more than 80 people were also wounded in the attacks near Nasiriyah, the capital of Dakar province. Militants opened fire at a restaurant and shortly afterward a suicide attack carried out by a driver in an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint.